This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of the program with you in the studio tonight in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It's Ian,
Melanie,
and Michelle.
Michelle Seven joining us for a special episode here. Great to have you as we launch into our third hour. Coming up tonight, still, when we get the chance, we'll talk about pets on the menu in Venezuela. For people who are hungry, they're getting desperate. And also, in the cryptocurrency news, Bjork has come out with an album that is only available to people who will pay for it with cryptocurrency. So you can, of course, take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Will, he's calling us from Seattle, Washington, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello there, Will.
How are you?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, so I just wanted to say Bitcoin's been a crazy ride, huh?
Sure has. Over $7,000 per Bitcoin today, down slightly from its record high, which happened within the last 48 hours, I think, of around $7,600 per Bitcoin. So it's been an amazing month. It's been an amazing year. It's been an amazing 9 years for Bitcoin.
Yeah, I mean, I just got into it, about a little over a year ago. You guys turned me onto it. I started listening to the show and everything.
Right on.
Got into Bitcoin or whatever. It was $200. I bought half a Bitcoin and sold it off immediately once it hit like $1,100, you know?
Oh, man.
Look at myself now.
Oh, well.
So I'm wondering, do you guys expect Dash to do what Bitcoin's doing? I mean,
no, absolutely not.
I don't know what to expect for Dash. I mean, it's another one of the other competing currencies. I think it's got a lot going for it, but it's hard to really pick a winner. I mean, obviously, we like Dash. It, I think, is well marketed. It is positioned as a sort of alternative to cash, a digital alternative to cash. It's certainly better to use it for day-to-day purchases than Bitcoin. I want to spend Dash at the businesses around town, so I've actually been working to recruit some of them to start accepting Dash, since now there finally is a point of sale system that actually allows for the acceptance of Dash, and that's the one that's being created by our friends Derek J. Freeman and his boyfriend Steven Zeiler, which is called
AnyPay. Partner.
That's right, partner.
Partner.
AnyPay.global. So I think Dash has a lot of potential, but you know, potential doesn't mean that it's going to necessarily work out, or that it's going to be the number one currency, or that it's going to somehow unseat Bitcoin. I don't know what the next winner is going to be, but it sure doesn't seem like it's going to be Bitcoin at this point, because Bitcoin just seems to be so flummoxed by internal strife and infighting within the community.
Oh, the FUD is thick here.
The FUD?
The
fear, uncertainty, and doubt?
Yeah, it's thick.
So you think that Bitcoin's going to come out on top of this this next schism, Michelle Seven? The schism, this fork that's coming up in about 9 days?
I am pro-core. I also, it's famously called a trustless system, and I think that there's a mistake in marketing it like that, because trust is actually a really important component of things. I mean, we trust that Core is maintaining the blockchain ledger and the network, and is being maintained by the nodes. And so I've had the privilege of traveling around for the last 5 years and getting to know so many of the people that are involved in the Bitcoin protocol, and every single person but one. There's only one person who and his name's Christoph. Hi, Christoph. And I've just been really surprised, actually, at his position, but I respect him tremendously. But everyone else, from Adam back to Nick Szabo to...
Who are all these people? I mean, these
okay,
are all...
Nick Szabo is a lawyer, a cryptographer. He was outed by Nathaniel Popper as being Satoshi Nakamoto. He is considered by most everyone to be Satoshi. He says he's not, and I believe him. But he created what is known as like digital gold back in the 90s.
Oh, okay. The thing the feds raided or whatever?
No.
Because there were a couple attempts at digital gold that got like raided by the government, and they stole all their gold, and then there was the Liberty Dollar.
So this is a cryptocurrency, and then Adam Back is
a programmer.
Mm-hmm, but he's with Blockstream, and he was he's mentioned by Satoshi in the correspondence. He was on the email list. So the people that I'm referring to are all the.
So what are they saying? What are you saying about these people? We don't need the list of names.
So they are with Bitcoin Core,
mm-hmm.
and
which is the sort of old legacy Bitcoin that is not really the same Bitcoin that it once was. It now has this
multiple
segregated witness and all that stuff.
But not all.
So what are they saying? Though? What about these people? What was your point going to be about them?
They're more conservative. The programmer. People are, in general, I believe, more conservative, kind of the measure twice, cut once mm-hmm. sort of mentality versus the fail hard, fail fast one that is typical of, like, entrepreneurial types.
Okay.
Now, some of the young guns, like Vitalik Buterin from Ethereum, and those guys are they're 30 years younger than Nick, and they're into, like... let's go break it and see
now,
what we
Vitalik
can do.
Vitalik is the guy who's behind Ethereum, which is the number two cryptocurrency in the world right now.
Yes. Right. He's ETH. Then there's ETC.
These are different cryptos. Mm-hmm. Without going, we don't want to go too far into the weeds with altcoins because the controversy here is within Bitcoin. But Will, what was
It's not really about big blocks or small blocks. It's about how you go about fork and consensus, and these are really a question of governance. So,
well, the people can't get a consensus, it seems. I mean, the Bitcoiners have been fighting. Go ahead, Will.
That's why I am looking so closely into Dash, is that, you know, Dash has its own governance structure already, you know, written in there, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's got used to it. Bitcoin can have all of the theory behind it in the world, but if it has no use, it has no value. That, at least to me. And looking at it right now, I mean, Bitcoin's in its bubble. It's climbing. It kind of seems like a bad time to invest. But if Dash is going to do a tenth of what Bitcoin does, or if they're going to, you know...
Well, I would ask what you're investing in. I mean, are you investing in the ability to accumulate more USD? Are you investing in a disruptive technology that can, possibly compete with fiat? You know, I'm interested in disruption. I was interested in Bitcoin when it was $1, $5 now. So for me, I'm buying into the disruption, and I'm
but Bitcoin's not that
dollars.
Anymore, right?
It's multifaceted. It's multifaceted for me. You know, the whole reason why I like Bitcoin is because it's a cryptocurrency. It's not fiat. You know, it's the whole thing behind cryptocurrency is a great thing. But at the same time, I think all of us just kind of want to better our, you know, position from our own perspective.
Nicer couch.
At least before I, you know, spend too much time, you know.
Yeah, I used to have $30,000 sofas in my living rooms. Those are really expensive sofas. And guess what? The rats came in and infiltrated into the cushions and ate the cushions of my $30,000 Rochefort sofas. So all that stuff can, like, be burned and what have you. If it ultimately does not gain you freedom and self-ownership, it doesn't really matter what kind of couch you're sitting on, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, I guess
I can understand that, but at the same time, you know, it's I kind of expect the USD to take a dive. I mean, eventually, and I don't want to be, along for that ride.
Well, you can count on the US dollar to dive. I mean, that's all it does is it loses value over time. That because they're constantly printing it out. I didn't hear from him, Michelle, that he just wants a bunch of stuff. He sounds like somebody who is interested in the technology, the decentralization, getting out of the banks. But maybe you're not so certain about the future of Bitcoin. Well, it sounds like you're looking at other options, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little bit more about that, because, Michelle, I agree with you. The disruption is what's important. Putting an end to the old money system, the centralized currencies, the banking systems, all the centralized power. Unfortunately, Bitcoin is no longer what it once was when you have to spend $5 to send a Bitcoin transaction. Bitcoin's broke.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to you is to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Michelle.
And don't forget to check out Melanie with her tax preparation services. If you want a real anarchist working on your taxes, somebody that wants to destroy the state, she can definitely help you out trying to, you know, maximize the amount of money that you take back from them or don't pay to them in the first place. Isn't that right, Melanie?
Yeah, so anything that we can do to reduce your theft level, I guess. whether you have a small business, there's more things we can work on, or if you have deductions you can take on your personal income return. They have the ACA coming up in, well, it's now through December 15th. If you want to see what your fine is going to be versus the premiums that don't cover anything anyway, we can do that. Or if you have a small business, we can figure out if there's something you can do before the end of the year. Other than that, then I do taxes starting in January.
So you've had individuals and people who have small businesses reach out to you so far.
Yeah, so it depends on what you have going on. If you're somebody who just has a W-2 and that's it, no medical, no charitable deductions, no investments, then you really don't need to do that. But if you have other things going on, and especially with the small businesses, a lot of the time there's something they can either buy before the year ends or hold off till next year that'll help them kind of reduce that.
And if you want to get in touch with Melanie, the way to do that is through tax.freetalklive.com. That's tax, T-A-X, tax.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right over to her website where you can reach out directly and acquire her services. We've got Will on the line with us in Seattle, Washington. Will, you were calling in about Bitcoin, and you're looking at other alternatives because, as has been pointed out, there is a lot of uncertainty about what's going to happen with Bitcoin coming up in the next few weeks. Some people believe that Bitcoin 1X is going to win out this fight. Others believe Bitcoin 2X is going to win. Others believe that Bitcoin Cash is going to throw in a Hail Mary and come in and somehow take over the claim to the Bitcoin throne. And it looks like an ugly, ugly situation. I don't know how anybody can pick a winner in all of this.
I'm so excited.
You're excited about the upcoming fork or what?
Oh, I'm really excited about what, because I think that what's going to happen is that we're going to see what for certain whether or not Bitcoin is truly sustainable.
Yeah,
as,
for sure.
You know, and if it, you know, carries on through this, then
that'll be a huge success story.
Yeah.
If it can actually, if Bitcoin can survive this next fork, because when Bitcoin Cash forked back in August, it was like a minor thing compared to what the contentiousness of this upcoming fork is. But Will, you've been looking
That's though because it's primarily like programmers versus CEOs. And so there's this idea of, you know, the Bitcoin peer-to-peer digital cash versus the legacy banker types.
Unfortunately, all the rest of us are caught here in the middle of it because there really isn't anything else out there that really competes with Bitcoin. I mean, you can look at the top 10 and Bitcoin dominates the chart. If you go to coincap.io, for instance, or CoinMarketCap, you can see there's, you know, a list of the hundreds of cryptocurrencies out there. And, you know, the top 10 are probably the most noteworthy ones. And one of them is Dash. You were talking about that, Will. You like that Dash has a governance structure set up so people can make decisions about the currency. And, you know, that hasn't resulted yet in some major schism within the Dash movement. Maybe it will eventually if Dash becomes as popular as Bitcoin. That's the, I think, the real concern with these other coins is that none of them have the network that Bitcoin has. None of them have the spread around the globe, the thousands of nodes. I mean, they just don't have the same level of support. They don't have the same level of success. So it's hard to really pick a winner. I think Dash has some smart things that it's doing, like having a marketing budget. It was probably one of the most brilliant things that they did with Dash, where 10% of the mining rewards goes into actually promoting the currency.
Well, Gavin Andreessen just came here.
Gavin came, what do you mean came here?
To Keene and introduced y'all to Bitcoin, and that was his marketing plan.
Well, Gavin, you're referring to one of the original programmers of Bitcoin, who, as I understand it, was ousted by some of the current programmers.
No, it's just that when he, I mean, he hadn't been submitting anything to any gets or anything commits for a while, apparently. But when he vouched for Craig Wright being Satoshi, using the computer that Craig's team had provided, et cetera, he lost a lot of credibility within the Bitcoin community.
Hmm. Well, I had heard that they forced him out, so I don't know what the story is or what all the different sides
say.
He'd
already gone on to other projects and things.
Will, did you have anything else you wanted to share tonight on the subject? Please go ahead.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen Roger Ver's music video, Bitcoin All the Way Up, but it's hilarious.
No, I didn't even know Roger Ver was in a music video. I'll definitely have to take a look at that. And, Will, thank you for the call tonight.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you primarily interested in spending cryptocurrency, like having that be the currency that you use to, you know, do everything from buy coffee to buy services? Or are you interested in buying it so that you can hold for the purpose of, like, future
wealth? I want it to crush the state. I would like cryptocurrency to crush the state. I don't know if that's going to be possible, though, with all these, like, these mining groups, you know what I mean? Like, over in China, they got these giant mining pools, corporations buying up everything. So what's to say that there's not going to be a state that comes in and governs that corporation and forces corporations to mine various different whatever? And that's my ultimate concern with that. So I like Dash, but I've heard of other things that are, like, more decentralized and focused on decentralization. I want to smash the state.
Well, you know, I used to think that smashing the state was that used to interest me, too. But now, I've done better over 40 years just mostly just ignoring it and doing what I want to do and having the level of my character be higher than anything the state requires. And so I really think that self-sufficiency and independence and networking with your friends, family, neighbors, and community is the best way to ensure that you're going to have the most independence you can possibly have, has been my experience. Unless you are like a huge wheeler dealer and you're needing to travel outside the country all the time and you have a lot of employees that are dependent on you, where you have to have a lot of paperwork and everything. I think being as healthy as you can mentally and emotionally and physically and as self-sufficient really is the way to just protect yourself.
I think it's good advice, but I mean, it's nice to have a currency that actually cuts the state out of the picture, right? So like while doing all of those things, you still need to buy things. And so it makes sense to use a cryptocurrency because that ends the state's involvement in currency, which is a huge hit.
It doesn't support bombs.
It's a huge hit to their power.
Right.
So I think that's something that's simple that people can
do
that doesn't require the state to go away. But if enough people ignore the state's currency, it diminishes their power significantly without actually having to go to war against them. Will, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But let's talk a little bit more about the Bitcoin controversy coming up here, because I said Bitcoin's broken. What do you say, Michelle? We'll come back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can, of course, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over on the Free Talk Live forum. And Melanie, you and I are kind of co-admins over there, approving new members and welcoming them. And there's it's nice to no longer be the only people welcoming people on the forum. There's actually participation there now, and a lot of it, as a matter of fact. People are talking about the episodes of Free Talk Live after they happen. They are talking about the chronic callers. There's a really great thread that is probably the most fun thread on the forum at the moment, which is the Shrine of Chronic Callers. We've got one really talented listener of ours named Leah. She's an amplifier. She's come up with, I think, almost all the pictures on that thread right now. What are her kind of renditions, her artist renditions of what she believes that our chronic callers look like. And it's pretty funny stuff. So check it out for yourself over at forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, you can bring up anything you want. It's David in San Francisco watching online or listening online. Go ahead, David.
Hey, honey, Ian. Hey. Yeah, I hope I'm not one of your chronic callers.
Okay.
Wow.
No, I don't think so.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, chronic from the West Coast.
Well, chronic, you know, in the West Coast, though, is like all Snoop Dogg. That means you be getting a high.
I cannot affirm or deny your position on that, Mario.
Fair enough, David. So go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, I was going to raise the idea that, you know, any money, an honest money especially, is something that everybody agrees. You know, they see it, they say, okay, that's worth something. You know, when you had evil kings, though, that put their face on every coin, mm-hmm. and you really didn't like to do a transaction, you know, purported on the faith and trust of some evil king, you know, that there's a certain patriotism to the money. You know, is America...
Render under Caesar what is Caesar's.
Right. And if Caesar's a jerk, you know, do you really want to use that kind of money? And that's been a, you know, before the International Monetary Fund, before World War II, everything was that way. It's only been in the last, you know, since the IMF was created, that there was at least an attempt to find honest money that the world could put their basis on.
And what was that? What was the attempt?
Oh,
are you talking about having it pegged to silver, gold kind of thing, or...?
Well, there's a book that describes it real well. There's a series of books called The Making of the President series, and it was by a guy named T.H. White. And if you read the one for 1972, that's when Nixon emptied Fort Knox out of gold. And the world's currency...
And took coin off silver.
Right. And it describes how the U.S. dollar, though, was pegged to gold by after World War II, but the IMF, the world's currencies used to be based upon the reputations of each country. You know, if they had an evil dictator running the show or it was a pretty decent place, the value of that money was based upon the stability of you know, transactions, business being run honestly and effectively from Italy to France to Germany to Spain. You know, was based upon the reputation of each nation. Well, after World War II, Franklin Roosevelt had tried to create the ability for an honest, stable currency that all of the little countries, you know, if you had Botswana and you had, you know, Brazil and all these different places trying to trade with the world, but their currencies were always being manipulated by the Chicago Board of Trade or by London, you know, mercantile.
Usually it's the central banks that are manipulating the currencies in these countries and to act as though the IMF is somehow something different than just a group of all the central banks in the world. I mean, I'm sorry,
well,
I don't buy it.
That. It's become that, but in the very beginning, the IMF and then the World Bank were considered honest attempts to fight those guys.
Well, that was a really
75 years,
wrong consideration corrupt. Because the World Bank has always been a central bank.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing honest when it comes to... David, there's nothing honest about centralized currencies. I mean, they historically...
That's not what the IMF was saying. In other words, the United States, after World War II, came out to be the most honest country. And it was allowed to...
It came out to be the country with the most bombs.
Well, I agree in many ways. But at the same time, after World War II, London did not look out clean. Paris looked like a bunch of Vichy. You know, you couldn't trust any of the country's world currency. And when the United States was considered honest, it was the IMF that said that all the world's currencies would be based on the U.S. dollar. So if you went from London to Paris... You still put your pounds to dollars to francs.
It sounds like a terrible organization, a terrible idea. In fact, if you look
It took the bad players out, though.
Its founding, one of the bad players was there for the founding, David. I mean, the one of the players that founded the IMF, according to Wikipedia, is John Maynard Keynes. I mean, this is the guy that Keynesian economics is based on, which is just a load of crap, as far as I'm concerned.
Not everything Keynes, you know, I mean, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, and, you know, every economist is able to see some part of the elephant.
These are people who believe in inflation, right? The Keynesians, they believe in inflation. They think that it's necessary that the governments, the central banks, have to just keep on printing money.
Well, that's how the IMF changed the way America dealt with the dollar. Because if we were seen, you know, for a certain amount of decades dealing with that honestly, and then after World War II, all of a sudden they did a fast turnover.
Well, yeah, but you're leaving out all the debt crisis and how it, then it became the petrodollar. Like you're skipping a lot of steps.
David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I mean, you know, it just sounds like kind of pie in the sky, rose-colored glasses about this organization, the IMF, which, as according to Wikipedia, is an international organization of 189 countries supposedly fostering global monetary cooperation, secure financial stability, facilitation of international trade, and to promote high employment and sustainable economic growth and reduce poverty around the world. I mean, that sounds great, but when you take a bunch of banks and a bunch of governments, basically, and you form another, you know, overarching organization over all of those things, you're centralizing power. You're centralizing control. And we've heard, what was it, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, I think. Mm-hmm. People have called about that book where this guy says he was working for the IMF and that he would go in and the IMF would loan money to these smaller countries around the world. And then, of course, when they defaulted on those loans, they'd come in there and basically, you know, put their people in power as a result of that. So I've never heard anything good about the IMF. I just don't buy the idea that any kind of centralization.
It's created up here in Bretton Woods.
In New Hampshire, mm-hmm. right? Some sort of secret meeting of banker types, just mm-hmm. like with the Federal Reserve, where mm-hmm. a bunch of bankers met at a secret location. And
like
created,
on Christmas Eve or something.
Yeah, created the Federal Jekyll Island, I think was that one. Mm-hmm. And they created the Federal Reserve, which, of course, has been one of the biggest tools of oppression that has ever, you know, existed in the United States. And that's because the Federal Reserve basically will back up the federal government at any moment's notice. Whatever it is the federal government wants to do.
Well, sure, there are the henchmen that are, you know, making sure that the Federal Reserve private banking people, because it's not a government agency. People think
that's
that
true.
The Federal Reserve is a government agency.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. In my opinion, it's the real government. They actually own their Facebook page, which they probably have shut down by now, claim to be a government agency.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Well, there is.
I have
one
screenshots of that somewhere. I don't know if their page is still up. It got trolled to death.
Is it
probably.
One of their people appointed by the president?
I'm a goddess.
Yeah, you.
I'm a princess. I'm queen.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're
bow.
They're appointed by. Yeah, they're appointed by the president.
Right.
So I mean, I don't see how this isn't. They print the currency.
Yeah,
like,
it's
how
pretty
are
government.
Not, how are the people who print FRNs not the government?
Well, we can come back with more here and share. You can share your thoughts
That's
as well.
Conspiracy.
This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation. Basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Even in these remaining moments, we might have enough time for you if you dial in now. Our number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in. Skype username lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Michelle.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. But first, Michelle, you reminded me, thankfully, that you are now an authoress or an author.
Author.
So,
a published author.
You have written a book. It has been published. You're writing your second book already.
In the series, yes.
And so it's a fiction series.
It is.
It's called CC Me.
CC Me is the name of the first book.
Like the letters C and C,
mm-hmm,
and then Me.
Mm-hmm. And it's a triple entendre. Woo! Means three different things.
Oh.
One is a hat tip to Neal Stephenson, who wrote Snow Crash.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone's familiar with that.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. So the me of something was the true essence. So this is like talking about the true essence of cryptocurrency. That's one of the meanings behind it. But in any case, the series is a science fiction series, but I had to choose a genre relating to the first book, and there really isn't any insight into it being about time travel and AI. Spoiler. In the first book, which is about a young girl who is traveling from Oregon to Boston, where she's going to be attending MIT to study distributed systems, when she meets these cast of characters on the train ride that give her insight into her mother, who died a year and a half prior.
When does this take place?
In August 2013.
Oh, in the past. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just before Ross Ulbricht was arrested.
The Silk Road creator.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes. So this young woman discovers, things about her mom that she didn't know to be. And so there are lots of themes within the book, but it's definitely story of crypto anarchy for sure.
Cool. And has it gotten a lot of, you know, positive comments so far? Is it available on Amazon?
It's available on Amazon. There are only 12 reviews. It's hard to
That's
get people
good.
To do reviews. Yeah,
it is hard. But that's a lot for a new book.
They had really nice reviews.
And how long has it been available?
Since April,
this
I guess
year.
It is.
Yeah.
And then I did a limited edition prior to that where I only sold 40 of them, and I did mostly for Bitcoin, actually. So that was super fun.
Hey, right on.
Yeah. I had someone pay me 4 Bitcoin.
What?
For, yeah.
For a signed copy of the book?
No, he didn't even get a signed copy. Just he's like,
give that man a signed copy.
Right. He's like, I just really support, you know, I've been following you on Free Talk Live and then through as Bitcoin Bell. And he's like, I just don't think that you get enough rewards for your efforts. So
sweet.
That was really nice, yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah. So, you know, it's Bitcoin is a mixed bag of people. I really have met the best and the worst of people within that community.
Mm-hmm. So CC Me, and
CC Me.
What's the second book going to be called? Do you have a title for that yet?
Pivots.
Pivots. Spell mm-hmm. that one.
P-I-V-O-T-S.
Okay.
Like when you pivot
right.
and you fork. Mm-hmm.
CC Me, available through Amazon, and you're not the author. It's Bitcoin Bell.
I know.
Your alternative
My alter ego. And she, if you ever saw Bitcoin Bell on Twitter, like, she was crazy. Like, it was like Michelle 7 without a filter.
No filter. You have a filter?
Woo!
Oh, my.
Right? So, yeah, but Twitter, back a few months ago, suspended my account indefinitely.
Is the CC Me available in physical and digital form, or physical only?
It's physical right now, and then I'm revamping my Michelle7.com website.
Oh, good.
Which, you know, and I'm going to be selling, I'm doing an audio version with my own voice.
Yay.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun, especially reading the prologue because it's all sexy, sexy. Going to be blushing the whole time. Her nipples poking through, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Can't say much more than that.
No, can't.
Radio.
Can't. But, yeah, so, and then I'll have, like a digital copy via Mobi or something like that
okay.
on there.
Cool.
But, Amazon takes a pretty hefty.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
They broke up with us. Last
Aww.
Month. Yeah. We can't. So if people buy it on Amazon, we can't make anything off of it anymore. But, oh, well, things change.
Are they just dismantling their affiliate program or something?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mark's theory is that they wanted to cut out, you know, the successful affiliates because they figured they'd still have people go and buy stuff from them with or without
right.
them. So anyway, check out CC Me by Bitcoin Bell. It's available at Amazon.com.
Thanks, Ian.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in here tonight. We got enough time for Sarah. She's on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I ran into 25 people that were just completely, completely clueless that we have any of the polling places open. So we now have election day left. And I'm thinking that they might vote because I told them about it.
You're saying that there are 5 days where you can vote in remaining in New Mexico?
Right, on the runoff. And everybody's like, what election? Where's the place? And they're like, what?
That's because people don't pay attention to things that aren't important to them. I mean, this comes back around.
You don't
around,
watch the news.
Right. This comes back around to something that, you know, we talked about earlier here tonight. Sarah, you believe that the local municipal elections are very, very important. You've called before about them here on Free Talk Live. But most people, and you're always disappointed in people because they're either unaware that an election is going on, or even if you make them aware of it, they don't really care about it. Because they don't know who's running, they don't know what the issues are, and that's because people are busy with their own lives. They've got a lot going on, they've got you know, businesses to attend to, they have kids to take care of, they've got a house to fix. I mean, there's all kinds of things that, you know, people in real life have to deal with. You don't, because you're on welfare, so, you know, you don't really know what it's like to do a lot of those things, right?
Well, I'm the only nut that runs around all day long telling people to call 311, that 12 polling places are open. Because, like you said, most people, they're just like, what? They're like, who cares?
Well, I don't know how you would know that you're the only one. I mean, it's a pretty big place. But also, if people aren't paying attention to even enough to even know when the election is, do you really want them voting in that election?
Right. They're uninformed, Sarah.
Well, I mean, what choice is there to make? There's two people running. You fill out one bubble. The polling place had been open since the 25th. Like,
yeah, but you didn't answer Melanie's question. She was asking you, if you want people to vote, do you want ignorant people to go and vote, or do you want people to be informed about their choices before they vote?
Well, the thing about it is that there's only ignorant people in Albuquerque. That's the only voters.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. So, Michelle, let's change gears back to the question of Bitcoin being broken, because I said we were going to give you a chance to respond. Because I said, if I got to spend $5 to buy a $1 drink at Corner News, it's not going to happen. The Bitcoin fees are out of control right now, and I don't know if this upcoming fork is going to fix it or not. I have no idea. Some people believe it is. Some people say Bitcoin's going to die. Some people say it's going to survive this. What do you think? Is Bitcoin broken?
I do not think Bitcoin is broken. However, I also do not believe that we have done enough to create infrastructure so that it can be usable for things like cups of coffee. And, I've been... Okay, but we have not developed. We've been growing it vertically without growing outwards. So I want to see two things happen before it is this mass adoption that so many people that are supporting, like BitCash, are claiming needs to happen in order for it to take over the world.
You mean Bitcoin Cash?
Yeah. I want to see closed loop. So that means, I want to see people earning Bitcoin and then crypto and then using it so that there's a...
We have that in New Hampshire.
Right. I like that. Yep. And I think that needs
to... But we can't use it anymore. So, people can earn the Bitcoin, but they can't use it because of the fees. Like, the people in this town, in Keene, who are fanatics, mm-hmm. like me and Daryl and Chris and, some of the people here who are, big-time Bitcoin advocates, it's getting harder and harder for us to advocate for it because as soon as somebody sees what the fees are, they're not going to use it. So Bitcoin is not useful right now.
I would agree that if what you want to do is buy a cup of coffee for $2, that if that's what the
or even a,
time,
even a whole meal. I mean, a $3 fee to buy a $15 hamburger and fries and a drink or whatever at Local Burger, for most people, that's going to be a turnoff. Why would you spend $3 to spend $15 when you could spend a lot less by just handing over cash or a credit card?
What does that cash or credit cards cost?
Well, not as much as $3.50.
It costs a lot more than that. I would argue that it costs a lot more than that. So,
but that's not going to convince the average person.
Right, but we don't feel those costs because they're so far removed.
You're talking about the fact that they support the banking system.
1 cent of every tax dollar collected in this country goes to pay for the bank bailout, and the bank's already paid back that debt. So, I mean, it's absurd. So either you want to be involved in it from a disruptive position, or you're
how's
comparing
it, gonna
it to dollars.
If people don't want to use it.
If you're comparing it to dollars, then probably not.
People don't want to use something, it's not going to disrupt anything. So it's got, I think, a rocky road ahead of it here this month. It's going to be interesting to watch it. I would love to have you call in.
I'm a hodler.
I would love to have you talk more about this with us,
cool.
Michelle, in the future, but
awesome.
We're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
It was fun.
Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.